morning after my 30th birthday, I sat, cold as ever, on the wooden bench waiting for the train. Though I was at an indoor station, there is rarely any heat. I could see my breath and I could feel my lungs tightening. Maybe I was on the verge of an asthma attack. A Puerto Rican guy sat two seats away from me, reading an old copy of the New York Daily News. He wore untied purple, black, and white pumas with white Velcro straps across the ankles that was also undone. The seat was stationed dead center in a puddle of pink and orange vomit.
Does he not see it? Does he not smell it?
I thought. He looked at me and smiled. The day is today. I know it's somewhere between January 18th and January 21st, but I'm not sure which day. His voice echoed in the empty station. It froze the time, crystallized like my breath, then fell short. His voice was clear and deep. His face was tan, eyes wild and tired, lips chapped and hair disheveled. It's Sunday morning, January 21st, I said. You lose track of time when you're homeless, he said. Though I've not been homeless for that long, about 2 weeks. You never think it's going to happen to you, do you? When you least expect it, your company lays off 300 people, and you're the one to go first. And then you get evicted from your apartment, and then you have no place to go because your family is in Puerto Rico, and all your friends were your co-workers, and they have it almost as bad as you. I could have it worse, I guess. He flipped through the paper a bit more. What do you think about the Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't watch much football, I said. It's about one game, one dream, he said. I hope I get to see it. I wish I could be in Florida and see it live, and where it's warm. I called the shelter last week and they finally have a bed for me. I'm supposed to go to them today, anytime after noon. People think that all the homeless people can go to shelters, but most shelters won't take you in unless you have two proper forms of ID, and I only have one. I lost everything in my apartment when I got evicted. I wasn't allowed to go back into the apartment. The locks were changed. I lost it all. But this shelter is letting me stay with them. But if I'm even 1 hour late, they'll end up giving my bed to somebody else. So I have to make sure I get there on time. I stood and walked closer to the track. I guess you gotta go, right? Yeah, I responded. Thank you, he said. He said something else, but his voice was drowned by the roaring train attacking the tracks and the icy wind.